You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
I can't keep on losing you over complications.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Monday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Keeping an eye on Snowmageddon. We got differing reports out there. We got a snow battle going on between the news networks. Some are saying no biggie. Some are saying 6 inches. TBD.
I'm going to go with my guy, Mark Nelson, who called it last year. We thought we were getting Snowmageddon, and every network said it was going to happen. And Mark was like, dude, this ain't going to happen. And it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was reading the KGW weather report this morning, and they said Wednesday night into Thursday, you could get 6 inches. And then I was at the gym, and they had the Fox 12 on, and just like the closed captioning. So I'm running on the treadmill, and I'm reading what the weather report is saying. And they basically were like, no big deal. Nothing's going to happen.
Don't freak out.
And I thought to myself, that's a pretty big gap right there from nothing really is going to happen all the way to 6 inches.
I'm kind of glad, though, it didn't happen when it was supposed to because I know today's not the day. It's supposed to be Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think it's Wednesday night into Thursday is when they're saying is the biggest chance.
So I'm glad it's probably not happening because, truth be told, I'm not really like a Snowmageddon shop guy.
You don't want to go load up on food?
But there are a lot of things we don't currently have, so I would probably be forced to be Snowmageddon shopper.
You better go to Costco today.
Oh,
on your way home
God,
from work,
you imagine
man.
Costco's parking lot?
Go load up on stuff, right? Jeez. Might not be able to get out of the house for a month. You never know. So we'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on. Marshawn Lynch advice coming up in a few moments. We will get to the national title game here in the final hour. You had a question, though, based on, I'm assuming, a tweet that you want to start the final hour of the show with?
Well, it was more... So what people love to do now is they love to just project onto everybody how they view things.
Okay.
And so there was an individual, her name's Morgan Jenkins, senior editor of some magazine.
The Jenkinator has spoken.
The Jenkinator has spoken. She should have signed it that way. Or no, it's Jerkins. Jerkins, sorry. And she had a tweet basically saying you should never be with somebody who doesn't follow or invest into your work life. So she's really talking to writers. Hey, writers, don't be with somebody who doesn't read your work. But everybody else took to this and said, this is a ridiculous thing to say. And then everybody responded with, I've been with my wife for 25 years. I couldn't be happier as a person. She doesn't care at all about my work.
She doesn't give a rat's ass.
And I'm actually more in that camp. I'm all for being supported in life and having somebody have an interest.
Sure.
But that's about as much as I want. Like, me personally, when I go home, I don't want to talk about the show. I don't want to give my sports takes with anybody else.
Hey, honey, what'd you think of the Chiefs game this weekend?
Right, like, I'm not going home going, hey, did you catch up that bit we did at 2:15? No, because my wife works full-time. That's right. A pretty selfish thing to assume. So I'm just glad that this went the other way on her, because she's probably a really nice gal.
Yeah.
But I'm not an individual who cares all that much at all if you have any interest in my job. In fact, I think I lean more don't have an interest, because I like having work be work and going home be an entirely different life.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% there. Like, if you want, you should be invested in terms of just caring, you know, asking,
supporting
that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But outside of like decisions in terms of like, is your contract up? Are you thinking about moving jobs? Are there options in other cities? Like those kind of, outside of like big time things, I'm with you 100%. I hate talking about work when I get home.
Yeah, me too.
It's the last thing that I want to do. And I first off hate talking about myself to begin with. Like when people ask me questions, I don't like talking about myself.
Kind of weird.
I just kind of shut down. Like, yeah, it's good. You know what? I'm doing right. Yeah. You need to kind of move on to the next.
I get the
topic.
Same answer every time. How's work? We're doing really good.
Yeah,
ratings
good.
Are well.
Yeah,
still employed.
Yeah, I'm
still.
Yeah,
there
good.
You go.
It's good. That's about it. Yeah, I'm gonna get fired one of these days. That's usually my joke. Or it's a hey, you know, it beats work. That's usually what I go with. But I think you got to have a healthy balance, man. There's too many people that don't have that healthy balance that take things home with them,
mm-hmm.
and then they project like angers and frustrations from work onto their significant other. You got to be able to leave work at work, man. I'm with you completely on that one.
I had a where was I? I went to a gym with a couple buddies, and it wasn't a gym I'm not a member of. I was out of state, and I was going with a couple buds, and I walked in and. The guy's trying to sell me the gym membership, you know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
one of those.
And I'm just like, I think in the beginning I was even like, I'm already enrolled in a gym. I'm not going to be here much longer than today.
Right, this is it.
And he still tried to like small talk me and eventually goes, oh, what do you do for a living? And what I usually do is I just say, I'm in communications. And most people would just go, cool, cool. No follow up. This guy goes, well, what does that mean? And I was like, you know,
you just leave it at that.
A lot of communication going on.
Right.
He goes, you know, but like, what company do you work for? And then I go, Intercom. He goes, oh, what's Intercom do? And I'm like, God,
would you stop going down this rabbit hole?
I'm not enrolling
me.
In your gym. So eventually I was
questions.
Like, I'm a radio host. And he goes, oh, you're a radio host? What do you talk about?
Yeah, they just keep coming, firing questions at you.
I talk about sports 12 to 3 on a station called 1080 The Fan.
Oh, what sports do you talk about?
Yeah, that's that's another question I get.
What time do you guys talk about the most? What's the big issue?
Dude, I get family and friends will always shoot me something and go, might be something you want to talk about. And it's a story of like the backup Premier League soccer player who played with a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm never talking about this.
I don't know.
Do you listen to the show?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Because exactly. They're not invested in my life.
Oh, dear Lord.
My stepmom still doesn't think this is a real job.
You just like, show up every day.
Legit, she still goes, are you still doing that radio thing or... It's not an internship. It's right. Like a legit career.
I get paid,
okay.
Actually. I do all get right. Checks every 2 weeks, I promise
right.
You.
You just need to print out all the direct deposit. And
right,
just,
see?
There
see.
You go.
Somebody texts in, do you guys think it's gender for specific? Guys don't care, but gals do?
No, I don't think so.
We talk more about, I talk way more in my life about what my fiance's doing.
So do I.
And how her stuff's going. Like, it's way more involved in her. And a lot of that's just because when she'll ask me, you know, how was your day at work? And I'll just, it's good.
Yeah, I never have.
It's like, it was a day, you know?
Sometimes I'll go, I thought the show kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And then she'll go, that's too bad. And I'll go, yep. What do you want for dinner?
Sure. Then you move on in the next thing. Like, I love talking about sports with people, like outside of work, just because I'm so passionate about sports. But when it comes to questions about the actual job, there's not that much to it. That's the tough part, too. It's
well,
because
like,
our days
also,
are almost always the same. You show up, you talk about sports, and you go home.
Well, I can sometimes be negative in my own head, and the last thing I want to do is go gripe about the thing that's already consuming my thought.
Sure.
Hey, they're only going to do this and that, or hey, we can't go do this. You know, it's the tiniest of things, but they'll bother you. We all have things that bother ourselves at this job. But I don't want to talk about it. Like, I want it to go away. I don't want to think about it
anymore. You don't
want
to dwell on it when you get home.
Right. I want my wife to go, oh, let me tell you about so-and-so. And I'll go, oh, I remember so-and-so. Tell me. Because she's
away.
A wreck.
Fire away. Bring
she
it.
Sounds terrible.
A couple of thoughts here. The Better You Today text line. Somebody said, my wife wants to talk about her job all the time. And I put up with it because she literally makes twice as much money as me. Hey, we all got to do what we got to do, man. There's no shame in that at all. Somebody said, you guys talk about balls all day. It's true. That's what we do for a living. 3 hours, Monday through Friday.
Yep.
What else we got here? Tell them you're the Dr. Ruth of Portland Airwaves. Go with that route.
Anybody want to ask me something? I can answer
ask
all
away.
Questions.
My wife and I have 15 minutes as soon as we're both home where work is discussed. The debacle was, how was your day? How good was your day? Blah, after that, no work. I like that mentality. And somebody said, I work in a family business. Both my wife and I are involved. It does bring up an added stress.
Yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. Not having the separation of the two. Whether you go to work, you're connected, you know, it's just a whole, you can't separate yourself at that
you
point.
You own a restaurant or something. And
you're always talking
that's
about
it. That's all it is.
It's impossible. It's your life.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. All right, well, how about that? Okay. So, Ryder, who does she write for?
I don't know.
The Jankinator has spoken.
She says it's a New York Times best-selling. Swag, your wife might be... Yeah, maybe I'm selling Michelle short here a little bit, but I haven't seen her in a minute, but... I feel like your wife of the three.
Well, she will listen. Like if
very
she's
invested, like yeah, she'll invested, text in sometimes.
I mean, and she's done voice work for us. You hear stuff like that. So yeah, she some of the stuff, and then because I got to deal with a lot of behind the scenes stuff when the engineering stuff goes haywire, that has much more effect on me than it does on you guys. Oh, so
every once in a while, you'll need to blow a gasket. I'm sure.
Yeah. So there are times when I'll have to because I got to do something or my schedule switches. Right. And
why are you working on a Tuesday night?
Exactly.
Swag just busts in his house. What's the deal with engineers? And he's off doing the Jerry Seinfeld bit.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for the feedback on that. If you're invested or not in your significant other's work life,
no judgments either way.
No, hey, you do you, boo. Whatever works for you, man. 555-55305 is the fan text line. You can interact with us there.
Kelso schools are on bus routes this afternoon.
They're on what?
Bus routes this afternoon.
Yeah, my brother got a Kelso dusting school in Tacoma.
District. Oh, really?
It's working south.
It's happening.
No.
It's happening.
They did this last year. All the snow. They hogged all the snow.
I appreciate your efforts this week, and I'm trying desperately to bring the Sprague Jinx back. You had a 4-0 gambling weekend.
I did.
So it's not. You got a good streak going right now, and I'm hoping this is the one that turns it around, is you saying it's not going to snow.
Oh, man.
And it ends up snowing.
Not going to snow. Book it. We will be here every day this week.
Okay. Coming up next, let's do this. We have not played the Marshawn Lynch motivational speech. I want to do that because we put it off for too long. And then it's probably the time in the show when we should start slowly getting into the national championship game that's happening tonight. It's already 2:15 and we haven't even mentioned it yet today.
Well, is it on everybody's? I mean, we're all going to watch it, but how much have you really thought about this game?
That's a question. 55305. How invested are you tonight? Are you excited? Clemson, LSU. I mean, it should be a good game. Two really good teams, undefeated teams. Should be a good one. But where's the excitement and interest level? We'll start to get into that. Also, a fun note that relates to the Pac-12 involving the national championship game. That plus Marshawn Lynch motivating you next on The Fan. With a little. Well, the Pac-12 might have the last laugh after all, and I think we're all rooting for that. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. It is tonight. We had a great text at the fan text line. Where'd this go? Somebody said, my buddy and I got into a drunken argument this weekend over who won the championship. I thought the game was this week, but wasn't sure. He swore it already happened. There's zero momentum. You dumbass! LSU won the championship!
Kind of feels that way when you see the hype videos and stuff.
They did. It's over.
Well, look, here's the thing about the title game. I'm going to be excited to watch and sit down and have two great programs like that play.
Yeah, once it starts.
And I've heard the reasoning, but I'm sorry. Your reasoning's absolute horse crap. It's all because of this scheduling snafu where a couple years ago they had their semifinal games on New Year's Eve and it went totally wrong. And so they changed things because it went so wrong. So now they wanted to make sure people saw the semi game. The problem was with the scheduling of the national championship game. And that's all well and good. But my thought was, okay, so we're rescheduling semifinal games. We can't bump up a title game. If you could figure that out. It's too much money, too many eyeballs to not be able to figure that out.
The delay just kills it, man. It really does. I've had some buddies texting me today. Like, it just... You forget about it. It's an afterthought because the NFL has dominated the headlines now for back-to-back weeks when college football kind of controlled the landscape at the end of December when the playoff games happened and LSU was so good and then the controversy in the Clemson-Ohio State game. Like, it was a good one that came down to the wire. Ohio State had a chance to win it. Like, you were talking about it. It was a part of your conversation. And then you just – it's out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people. Unless you're living in the Southeast and you're living in the Carolinas or you're living in SEC country – like, dude, nobody's paying attention to this right now.
No.
And you'll get home tonight. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Clemson and LSU were playing. I'll watch. It's going to get good ratings. But just the losing out on buzz and momentum, I get, somebody, when we talked about this last week, because we bitched last Monday that it wasn't being played, and somebody said, well, you got to give people time to travel. Like, that's fine. But the people that are going to have time to travel and money to travel, you're going to be able to go whether it's in 1 week or 2 weeks. Right? Like, you're going to be able to figure that out.
Yeah, that's not make or break.
No, from what I read, it was more about being able to reserve, like, the team hotels and the college football playoff. Because, I mean, there's something going on every weekend in New Orleans.
Sure, but how long have they known the title game was going to be in New Orleans?
Probably a couple years.
You can't book that stuff a couple of years
out.
Well,
when you're reserving it's more than just a few hotel rooms. It's
you're going hotels themselves, yeah.
Plus all the logistics, plus TV then was involved with their programming and making sure that they could move it and that sort of thing. It's not, you may think 2 years is a long enough time to do that. It's a pretty short window when you're staging an event this big.
There's a part of me.
But it's a one-off deal.
You know, it's a negative thought, but there is a small part of me that's hoping that this ends up being a absolute blowout LSU's way. Never a doubt. And it's one of their lowest rated games ever because you have made me wait now 3 weeks. College football, I'm already thinking about next year. We're talking about Oregon, who they're bringing back, Oregon State, who's going to be the quarterback. And you made me wait 3 weeks to watch this game happen. Reasoning be damned, you lost me. And I'm going to watch, and I'm sure if it's a good game, we'll talk about it tomorrow and break it all down. But
yeah,
the sports fan of me is just frustrated that it takes this long to play the title game. And now I'm sitting here kind of, there's in the back of my mind going, you know what? They kind of get what they deserve, and I hope it ends up being a blowout, a part of me, and that their ratings are terrible.
Yeah, you know, the Super Bowl does this where they take the week. So they'll play next weekend. The AFC and NFC title games will be on Sunday, and then they'll take the weekend of the 25th off,
yeah.
The 25th, 26th off. So they have that gap, but the difference there is there's nothing else going on. You know, that's where I think college football, when you take this kind of break off, they played, I think, what were the games, the 28th or 29th? 28th of December is when the games were, and usually you play that next week. So you play on a Saturday, and then you get that next week off, and then you play that Monday night. So you have a little over a week until the national championship game. And when that's the case, there's kind of that buildup throughout the course of the week. There's media days. There's things that are going on. But when you have back-to-back weeks of really good NFL playoff matchups, and the wild card round was legendary last week, and then even Baltimore losing this week, San Francisco looking
Kansas
the way
City's
they did.
Comeback.
The Kansas City-Houston game was crazy, and then capping it off with Russ and Aaron Rodgers.
Like,
that's all anybody's kind of focusing on and talking about. And that's the difference. Like, I hate that the Super Bowl takes 2 weeks, and you have that dead week where nothing's going on. Like, there's momentum. Just go play the game. That drives me nuts. But there's nothing else. There's nothing going on that week outside of, unless you're a big NBA fan, you're gearing up for, like, the All-Star break. But that's not on the forefront of a lot of people's minds the way the NFL playoffs are. So it does feel like a missed opportunity. I will say, in terms of fan bases, it will be interesting to see the split tonight, because Clemson fans travel well. They've kind of known probably all year they were going to be here. I know Ohio State gave them a run for their money, but you know, they've won two of the last three national titles. Like, you know, they're well represented, but the game's in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And LSU's backyard.
So,
man,
since both teams have purple, do Clemson fans wear orange? Do LSU fans wear yellow?
Yeah, you got to split it up.
Yeah, you got to go colors that are complete opposites.
Because if everybody's wearing purple, who the hell's going to know who's rooting for who?
Well, LSU gets, they're the home team technically, right? Because of the one seeds.
I would imagine so, yeah.
They're probably going to be the ones in purple, Clemson, and white.
I think they got orange pants, white jerseys.
Is that what it is?
So they'll rock those old unis, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the only buzz I've gotten from this game really is just the hype videos from LSU. Like, outside of those, Clemson hasn't done anything. Like, the only other thing I've seen story-wise is Dabo bitching about this game being in New Orleans. Like, could you imagine if we had to play in Greenville? It's like, okay, Dabo. Really?
You always find something to complain
like
about.
Like, LSU knew, hey, we're only going to be good the year it's in New Orleans. Then we're going to be really good and have a legendary season. Like, get over it, man. I used to love Dabo, and these last two or three years,
he's
the winning,
insufferable, man.
He is insufferable to me. He always bitches and moans about something. Dude has a $90 million contract and a lifetime deal at Clemson to just completely dominate. He's complaining about dumb things.
Go Tigers!
Let's get to
give me that guy. That's who I love.
I know.
USC fans are rooting for him tonight too, because
it's weird.
He was beloved at USC. In fact, he wanted the job, advocated for it, had people call in on his account. And they said,
he's just not USC.
He's not USC.
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers!
Speaking of the motivational stuff, we're not going to get to Marshawn Lynch here, so I'll save that probably to close out the show, plus some turtle sex news. But let's get to, do we have the Rock one?
Yeah, we don't have time for it. It's 2 minutes.
Oh, it's 2 minutes long. Okay,
it's a pretty lengthy.
I didn't realize
little,
it was that lengthy.
I think it's the video they're coming out to today, right before the whole LSU. They'll probably play a video for each team.
Okay, get everybody all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
This one gets you pretty, gives you little goosies.
There's it is, you know, I have maintained, I've been to New Orleans before. I went there like 2 or 3 years ago on a bachelor party, and I have maintained, and I think everybody else, if you've never been, I'm just going to make this a mandate for you. if your team ever plays a big game in the city of New Orleans, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
New Orleans is that fun of a city. Like the only thing I could think about when I was there, and I was there in like a random week in the spring, and it was still crazy. There was nothing going on. It wasn't spring break. There's nothing special. Just a random weekend in like May or June, whatever it was. The only thing I could think about the entire time was how fun it would be if Oregon somehow played in a Sugar Bowl someday, or this was like that we could come party here for two or three nights before the game happens.
Yeah.
And then go home. Like seeing some of the videos and the celebrations, or not even celebrations, just the partying of the fan bases around Bourbon Street, man. I'm incredibly jealous the last couple of days.
So your bachelor party's coming up and I'm pretty jacked for it. In fact, the place we're staying at's sick. There was a small part I was wondering, I was like, is he going to go to New Orleans or like Nashville? And you're saving me money not doing that. But yeah, I was kind of like,
keeping it simple.
You might be the guy that does that. So I was kind of looking forward to it.
2022, the Final Four is at the Superdome.
Ooh.
March of 2022.
That's the year the Beavs go.
Let's hope so.
That's the tinkle year. Go take a tinkle on Bourbon Street.
Never mind only making the tournament once. We'll be there in 2022.
That's a mandate. I'm telling you, man. It's a mandate. If you're listening, you've never been to New Orleans. I'll have the same feeling. It'll be like people in Vegas. When Vegas starts hosting big games, like you can't beat that.
Mm-mm.
Right? Like think of the national championship. I think last year it was in Santa Clara, wasn't it? When Clemson and Alabama. And it like wasn't even sold out. It's like, dude, nobody wants to go to Santa Clara. It's like an hour south of San Francisco. That sucks.
It's a bad location.
It's the reason nobody wants to go to the Pac-12 championship game. But you put that thing in freaking Vegas.
Well, that's why I'm like wondering. I've talked to a buddy and I've really debated if San Francisco wins the NFC title. Do I go to Miami? Fly on a Friday evening.
I think you should.
I do not care about this. Fly on a Friday evening. Get there in the middle of the night.
Go hang out in Miami for a day.
Be there for one day. Go to the game. Fly out that night back. Do the show Monday.
You would be miserable on Monday.
I would be exhausted Monday.
But it would be an incredible story, man.
Unless my team lost.
I drove like 30 hours to get to the Final Four and Oregon lost in like heartbreaking fashion by not boxing out. Still worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Because you get there and you're like, man, I'm at a Final Four right now.
Yep. And when your team's there, you're like, this really could be it for my life. See, Cub fan.
You never know when they're going to get back again. There's no guarantees.
Some Cub fan died at 92 years old, never seeing his team win. That's so sad to me.
That is so crazy. All right, let's get into the game a little bit. We'll save the Marshawn Lynch thing to close out the show. Also, some Turtle news to get to, poll questions to answer. But The Rock has a speech for LSU. Let's dive into the matchup a little bit. How do we see it going? LSU's been unstoppable. Clemson has won two of the last three championships. That plus the Pac-12 might have the last laugh. Some more title game talk next. Well, Clemson LSU tonight. You can hear it right here on The Fan. Pre-game will start shortly after we're done over on 910 ESPN. Portland, the game will kick off a abbreviated version of Isaac and Suk today. LSU Clemson national title. A lot of money coming in on Clemson late. Let's get to the motivational stuff, shall we? As I'm a little upset that Oregon has not gotten one of these, despite the relationship with Mario Cristobal. But here we are in the national title game, and who else is giving LSU the pump-up speech than The Rock?
The closer I get to the top, the more I think about rock bottom. The closer I get to the finish line, the more I think about where I started. I remember the past, and it anchors me to the present. I remember dark days and hungry nights. I remember being told I wasn't good enough, and wondering. I remember having nothing, giving everything, and yet still falling short. Rock bottom transformed me. It fortified me. It made me who I am. It made me promise myself to never go back and to never forget. I remember every doubt. That's why I believe. I remember every failure. That's why I succeed. I remember every defeat. That's why I win. I remember rock bottom.
That's why I know where I'm going. So let's go.
Go Tiger. Go Tigers.
I feel like I just watched a Rock movie. He just took out some large animal.
I know. I didn't. He recruited the Rock. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He recruited the Rock. He coached for the Rock. And so I think that's the reason
that's
he has
the old
an
connection
in.
They got.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was motivational speeches are always good. I'm sure that'll get everybody fired up. The Rock doing it. We haven't seen what Clemson's put together. I'm sure they have something out there. But let's get into the game a little bit. One fun note on it is that the Pac-12 is involved tonight. Now, I don't know how closely people have followed this, but the Pac-12 is going to be officiating the game.
Yes. I can't wait.
What could go wrong?
So many things, and I'm so happy about it.
I love it. Honestly, I am going to be I will be watching tonight hoping there's a major officiating blunder.
Yeah.
Just to say, you know what? The Pac-12 had their stamp on the national title game. It's been since like 2014 since we played in one. At least we impacted the game. Here are the notes, though, on this. So the Pac-12, it's a Pac-12 officiating crew. And there's controversy around three of the referees. So two of them, line judge Dale Keller and field judge Kevin Kaiser, I think is how you pronounce it, I'm assuming. They were both on the crew, and they were downgraded earlier this season for the blunder they made in the Cal-Washington State game. So if you don't remember what happened in that game, there was like an illegal hands to the face that was called, and it was Cal against Washington State. That was the penalty. But they marched off the yardage against Washington State. And then they ran a play before they realized what had been corrected. And it was like a difference of like 50 yards. They would have had, because I think they returned it to like the 30-yard line, 40-yard line, whatever it was. So Washington State should have had the ball in Cal territory. Instead, they moved Washington State back 15 yards, and they had to start a drive inside their own like 15. And they couldn't make the correction. They had to apologize afterwards. So those officials were downgraded by the conference after that. They're calling the game tonight. And then I believe it's the head referee, Chris Coate.
Okay.
I think is how you pronounce it. He was on the call of a bowl game earlier this year. And I don't know if anybody watched it because it was Northwestern versus Kentucky.
Nope.
Didn't watch that game?
No. I might have been in Vietnam.
Yeah, it was Kentucky. Yeah. So there was a play in that game where Snell, the Kentucky running back, went down to the ground after getting hit. And Coate reached down and to basically try and assist him to get up. Like, hey, you know, he was on the ground. Like, refs will do that from time to time. Let me help you up. Snell pulls his hand on Coate's forearm. They help him up. Snell, basically, after he gets up, kind of bumps him and bumps his forearm. And it looked like completely incidental contact.
Just like, I just got
up. Because the official just helped him up, yeah. And he just bumped into him when he got up. He was ejected from the game for contact with the official. And he received death threats. Like, this was a big, because it's Kentucky.
Kentucky fan was
this
pissed.
This a big deal. So yeah. SEC fan was already pissed about it. So you have one ref who was in the Music City Bowl already followed by controversy, and then two that were downgraded earlier this season by the Pac-12.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's look, the ACC had a really bad moment in the LSU-Oklahoma game. Actually, they had two bad moments
really
with their
bad
officiating.
Moments. The nod to the Oklahoma guy just drilling the dude over the middle.
Well, what would the odds be in favor of them not having like a complete blunder versus just one awfully bad moment tonight? Would you put that... Yes, big blunder at minus 150.
Yeah, I would put it at like minus 250. It is an overwhelming
it's a done
favorite.
Deal.
It's
yeah.
the Pac-12, man.
Yeah, I know.
We have terrible officials.
But if they do have a good game, the downside is not improving the officials because Larry Scott will come out and be like, what do you mean? Did you see the national championship game? It's amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. So there's a reason to watch Costa Texan and wait. Shut up. How'd the Pac-12 get in this? This is much watch TV. It's going to be fun to keep an eye on. Deal also chiming in on the rock bottom rock speech.
Yeah.
Saying LSU's worst season since 1999 is 8 wins. So.
I mean, that's rock bottom for people who have nothing else in their life.
We're talking about 8 wins is rock bottom apparently now. I hate to hear where some other programs are at around
the
country.
But Deal, you and I and everybody else, we wake up in Portland or the metropolitan area and we wake up and we go, hey, I'm going to go Pittock Mansion. I'm going to go this really good food spot. I'm going to go hiking here. A lot of those people over there, I got nothing.
This is it, man.
Hey, Gators in football. That's all they get.
This is it. Well, let's make some picks in the game, shall we? Early on in the gambling trends, if you want to keep an eye on it, the overwhelming public money was coming in on LSU. LSU to cover, LSU to cover. Like early, like
74% of the bets were on LSU.
Nuts, man. Everybody was in and hammering LSU. And you look now at the trends in the last 24 hours. The sharps waited, they waited because the line kept getting bet up. Now a lot of the big money's coming in on Clemson here at the last second, both on the money line and to cover. How are we feeling about the game? We'll make our picks on it. Will the Pac-12 screw something up? 55305 is the fan text line. You can chime in with that. Also, advice from Marshawn Lynch and some good turtle news if we have time. We might have to hold turtle for later in the week. We'll see if we've got time for that. We'll wrap up the show. We'll do it next on The Fan. Hey, welcome back in 246. Thurton Sprague here, Isaac and Suk following us. National championship game. On The Fan tonight at 5, we got some poll questions on that one. You know, I've kind of gone back and forth on this game. I don't know how you guys feel about it. LSU, the way they played for large chunks of the year, clearly having better wins than Clemson throughout the course of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I go back and forth because LSU seems like they're that team of destiny a little bit. Joe Burrow, the whole story, they're confident. They got the pieces clearly to do it. And then you're reminded. You just take a step back and you think, oh, that's right, Clemson's won two of the last three national titles. I believe they were an underdog of a similar estimate last year. I want to say they're about a six-point underdog last year to Tua in Alabama. Not only did they win that game, they housed Alabama in that game. How are we feeling about it? Clemson and LSU tonight.
I largely just thought LSU after that Oklahoma game, and I know Clemson is a better team than Oklahoma, but my mind was just, yeah, this is it. This is their season. But I kept going back and forth and trying to talk myself into Clemson and why it could happen, right? Like Venables, Dabo, they're all great, and they've done an exceptional job, and Trevor Lawrence has touchdown Jesus. But even with that being said, I thought Ohio State made huge blunders in their game against Clemson, had opportunities to really put them away going up 16-0.
Mm-hmm. Had to settle for field goals early.
Settling for field goals, and you didn't do it. And I just think LSU, as wrong as I might have been, because I thought Ohio State was largely the best team in the country all year, I think LSU is better than Ohio State. And if you go look at the box score, for example, versus what we saw, like Clemson's run game kind of sucked outside of Trevor Lawrence scrambling. Etienne, is that how you say his last name?
Etienne, I believe.
Etienne. Yeah. I always want to say Etienne. He was bigger in their passing game than he was the running game. He only averaged like 3 yards a carry. So I think LSU can do something similar to what Ohio State did rush-wise. I think they know they're going to have somebody kind of spy in Lawrence more often. But their offense, man, I respect Venables and Clemson. I will be a little surprised if we walk in tomorrow and LSU couldn't move the ball at all. You get pressure on Burrow, and I think that's the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get him, he's kind of a big statue. He does move around the pocket a little bit. He's smart when he steps up from pressure. But I think if you put that right pressure on him on the defensive front, you're going to make life miserable for him. And that's about Clemson's chance. To me, it's not about offense. It's not about special teams. Clemson's defense has to get pressure on Joe Burrow. And if they don't, I don't think they have a chance to win this game. I don't care where the public is. Right now, I'm told they're backing Clemson. Before that, it's been overwhelming LSU. I'm riding the LSU train, man. They're playing in New Orleans. It is going to feel like a home game for them.
Yeah.
Every interview I've seen from their players to Ed O, they're all dialed in. They know what this is. They know what this opportunity means. And I just think they got that right swagger this year. So, Clemson, all due respect, you got here again to the national championship game. I just think they're going to be overmatched by a better team.
You want to get on the LSU bandwagon. I think it'd be great for Ed O to win and prove all the people for decades before who didn't think he was, quote, head coaching material. But I keep coming back to Clemson. I mean, Clemson, that defense, it will be something I don't think LSU has really seen. I don't even think Alabama's defense this year is anywhere close to what Clemson throws out there on a regular basis.
Oh, no, yeah. Alabama's defense sucked this year.
And so I think the key will be can Etienne run? If he can establish, and it won't take much more. I mean, at just 4 yards, if they're getting 4 yards a clip, I think they'll be content to go down and work some clock. I think Dabo is smart enough to know, hey, just because we get, you know, if we get some big plays, that's fantastic. But he will take 12 play, 80 yard, 7 minute drives and then hope his defense then is well rested and can just get after Burrow and make life miserable.
Yeah.
I, you know, you want to ride LSU, but all this late money is coming in. The line has come down and there's something that tells me that if Trevor Lawrence has the ball at the end, they're going to pull it out.
Yeah, I do really like Clemson to cover. I don't know. The winning and losing thing, I like to root for opinions for the most part. Like when, outside of a couple of fandoms in my life, if I pick something to happen on the show, you want to be right more than you're wrong, right? So I usually get home and I want to root for my opinion. So for that reason, I'm picking LSU to win the game because I don't want to put myself in a position of saying Clemson's going to win and then getting home later tonight rooting for Clemson. Because I'm so tired of Clemson. And I remember talking about this, I think at the start of the year, because Deshaun Watson went to two national titles. They made the playoff and lost, and then they won the national title last year.
And like one off year where Kelly Bryant, I think, lost
but
in
even
the
that,
semis.
They lost in the semis. Even that year, they were the number one seed, and they were undefeated that year, and Alabama beat them, and Alabama went on to win the title that year. But you get sick of it, man. I like seeing fresh teams, and we had to go through Alabama. It felt like every single year win the national championship, and now it's Clemson now. And you're faced with the reality, like, we're all caught up in this moment, but then it's important to take a step back, and nothing's guaranteed because we did this with Tua. If they win this year, that would make back-to-back titles for Clemson. Trevor Lawrence is coming back next year.
Yes, he is.
He has another year of college football. Yeah. So maybe Fields upsets him. Maybe he gets hurt like Tua did. I don't know what the future holds, but you're then faced with the reality of Clemson three-peating with Trevor Lawrence.
His best target comes back, too. I think Justin Ross is a sophomore,
right?
So.
No, I don't want any part of that, man. Just give me I hate rooting for an SEC team. But there's just something different about Ed Orgeron.
They're not a traditional one, and they got likable people. Like, Joe Burrow's story is pretty cool, and I thought his Heisman speech was really good, advocating to help a really poor part of Ohio that he grew up in.
Man. Burrow's got that. He's got a little confidence to him. Yeah. And he's a fun story, too, because he hasn't done squat in his career until this year. And then to put it all together and have a dream season and to win a Heisman and now a chance to win a national title.
Yeah.
There was a funny, I can't remember, I think it was an LSU reporter or somebody, but they found a childhood picture of Joe Burrow, and it was kind of a goofy looking kid picture like we all have. And the reporter asked Joe, what does that look like? Would you have thought that that's a future Heisman Trophy winner? What would you have said to him or something if you could talk to him? And he said, I'd say he's a future national champion.
Yeah.
I love that. He just got that kind of moxie, that swagger. The hair's flipped back. He's had a tremendous season.
He strikes me as if Lance Harbor didn't hurt his knee in Varsity Blues, he would have become Joe Burrow. You
yeah,
know what
right.
I mean? Like,
that's
he is
he
Lance Harbor. In college, and here's the other part. The SEC part, I'm with you. It is annoying because, you know, Paul Feinbaum's going to lead the next 5 months of his show every day about how SEC football is the greatest gift from God, and I won't like that. But I do like that they play a drastically different style than most of the teams there. I've always kind of liked LSU for reasons I can't explain. Maybe it's the stadium situation or something. Ed O is a likable guy. And I'm perfectly okay with Clemson losing because Clemson will be back next year.
And they got
it's
Lawrence.
Not a given LSU will be.
No, because Burrow's gone. I don't know who their backup quarterback is. So Lawrence is coming back. And then the listener pointing out, valid point, that the number one quarterback in the country went to Clemson. That
yeah,
DJ Uagalele or whatever
yeah,
the hell his name is.
Right.
He ended up going to Clemson. So they're going to, I mean, yeah, spare
They'll
me the dynasty.
Back.
I know LSU's won. They've been around a long yep. time. I get it. They've won national championships, but I don't want a team winning 3 and 4 years. That stuff gets tiring.
Dabo's already insufferable. Imagine if he gets
God.
Another few championships in him. Imagine
Everybody
he gets the Saban's level.
Can you imagine that post-game TV interview if he wins another national title this year? No thanks, man.
You
give
know,
me
we're
Ed
just little old Clemson. We're just little old Clemson.
Nobody saw this coming. Give me Ed Orgeron. I do like Clemson to cover, though. If you're a gambling man, I'm all over Clemson, plus the 5 or 6, whatever they're getting. We had some poll questions. Rattle through them quickly. Best Super Bowl matchup, 49ers. Chiefs got 71% of the vote. How excited are you for tonight's game? 39% of you say, two teams from the Southeast again. 62% of you are taking LSU to win tonight. And who is the MVP of the divisional round? 56% of you said Derrick Henry. I apologize for the fake tease on Marshawn Lynch and turtle sex. We will get to both of those tomorrow, I promise. We also have the Stefanski news on him getting hired by Cleveland and what went on behind the scenes. Tony Romo's offer to ESPN is nuts. Antonio Brown is losing his mind. And we'll have more on the Astros punishment. It's going to be a fun show. Thank you for being a part of our Monday, everybody. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.